you know, I wanted to look at those two together. Just, no, I mean, it's arbitrary, like, for four different positions, three different positions, anyhow, for sure.
So based on their lineup at all, I mean, is there matching going on there?
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to look at the two smalls. Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Good to see you. No, Robert is a back-to-back, so Robert, you know, I'd rather play Robert against the big guys, and we haven't looked at these guys yet, so we haven't looked at the Nick and Wheezy together. So it was a chance to look at Nick and Wheezy together. It was just Earl's turn to start, mm-hmm. as opposed to Luke, and the other two were, you know, same. You know, might start Wally tomorrow, so it's not a... Within the 8, 9, or 10, but not a lot. Whatever.
Delonte able to go tonight?
No. No. Probably could, but he's not going to try and play him tomorrow and Friday. He didn't practice yesterday. It's
And Swift will not play tonight?
Swift will not play tonight either. Swift and Delonte will not play. Other guys may not, but those two are not going to. For sure.
Are you hoping to get into more of the rhythm rotation-wise with who's coming off, who's going to play in the second in this game tonight?
No, just looking at 8, 9, or 10 guys that, you know, hopefully are going to play well. I mean, we won't sub like it's a real game or anything like that. We'll flip guys out. I don't think, other than Kevin or Jeff, nobody will get big minutes. And I'm not even sure both of them will, but the other guys, just, you know, we'll play Kurt. We'll play at least three bigs, probably four if you count Jeff. Wally and Damian will get some time, and Jelly and KD will get some time, and Luke and Earl will get some time. So at least 10 guys will play. But it's really more playing 10, you know, playing those 10 guys as opposed to combinations. I mean, yeah, I'd call Nick and Wheezy a combination, though.
Do you like having Golden State and Phoenix tail end of the preseason to prepare for Denver and Phoenix, a couple of up-tempo teams?
Yeah, I guess, but it, you know, it's not who it's debatable who will play. You know, I've seen people do last game both ways, like all their guys and play like a game, and I've seen people not even play any of their guys. So, you know, I guess in a sense it's good to get a look at Phoenix, but, you know, they'll... You pretty much know what they're going to do. Their big guns are still the same. To play two transition teams will help. I mean, Denver gets up and down pretty good too, so it certainly won't hurt.
If you're playing two transition teams out of the next three games, do you want to get out and run with them? How do you?
No, we always want to get out and run. We don't want to run with people. We always want to go out and run. We don't want people to run with us. I mean, ideally, if we're doing a good job, we're back on defense and we're making people run half court offense. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that too much yet, but no, we don't want to play these guys or Phoenix a 128-118 deal. But you know, it could happen. It's hard when you run yourself and you're willing to take, you know, good quick shots. You're inviting more possessions in the game, so it's hard to get. You're not going to get a low scoring game, but we don't want it to be us shooting the ball in 7 or 8 seconds and them shooting the ball in 7 or 8 seconds. We won't be as good as Golden State or Phoenix. That we might be better than some people that way, but we ain't going to be better than Golden State or Phoenix playing that way.
So during the regular season, is it harder to prepare for a style like that, like especially that kind of back to back?
I think it is. But it, in one sense, it's more difficult. In the other sense, it's simpler because it's all about transition. I mean, if you do that, it's a much bigger part of the menu than it is, you know, against a lot of other teams. It's all basketball, but against a lot of other teams, it's hard to quantify or say one thing is the key. I mean, if you don't do a decent job in transition, you're not even in the game against Golden State or against Phoenix. So, you know, like sometimes if you don't have time to get ready, you know, it's better to play. You know, there's other teams that you worry because they run 19 different sets and they're doing this and they're doing that or something. These guys are pretty much, if you don't like catching them in back to back from a fatigue standpoint, but from a standpoint of, hey guys, there's one key, let's get back, because if we don't get back, we ain't even going to be in the game. So I guess it can go both ways.
What do you think of the Warriors?
I'm impressed. I mean, I think preseason's preseason, but I think they've built they'll be able to build a bridge to last year. I think they'll be able to maintain the way they finished the year, not just the playoffs, but the whole latter part of the season, where they, you know, A, are an exciting team, B, I think they'll have an excellent home court again. And I think they've got some good pieces. Be nice if they're, you know, if they're healthy for a change. They kind of been mixing and matching for, it seemed, a chunk of last year and all that. But I mean, I think they're a legit contender in the West. I don't have any sense that they, you know, everything came together and it went really well and they're going to have trouble duplicating it. I think they are that good. Having said that, there's a lot of good teams. I mean, to get one of those eight slots is going to be difficult, but I think they got a good shot at it.
How important is ball protection against them?
They're one of the best teams at forcing steals in the league. It's very important for two reasons. One, because they're so good at creating steals, and maybe more importantly, because they're such a good team when you turn the ball over. They convert. They force turnovers because of the way they defend. But the bigger problem is when they turn you over, they generally score. So it feeds into their, you know, the way they want to play offensively. So it's almost one of those turnovers that hurts you twice. Some teams you turn the ball over and you can get back and you still can play defense on them. These guys, usually you turn the ball over, you're taking the ball out of bounds.